Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is feeling rather cheeky, bold, and somewhat musical. It is unclear whether William actually sat and listened to his famous, or should I say infamous, Dark Lady as she played on the harpsichord, but his 128th sonnet imagines that he did, and that he had more than music on his mind. In the first quatrain, William tells the Dark Lady that when he often sits listening to her, his music, his joy, make music of her own upon the wooden keys that respond to the swaying movement of her sweet fingers, he finds himself stunned by the beautiful sounds that meet his ears.
How oft when thou, my music playest upon that blessed wood, whose motion sounds with thy sweet fingers, when thou gently swayest the wiry concord that mine ear confounds.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will seems to be visited by the green-eyed monster, admitting to a bit of jealousy, or, as he puts it, he finds himself envious of those keys, jacks, as he calls them, that nimbly jump up and down, seeming to kiss her tender palms and fingers, while Uncle Will's poor lips, that he believes should be doing all that kissing, simply look on, blushing at the boldness of those kissing keys.
Do I envy those jacks that nimble leap to kiss the tender inward of thy hand, whilst my poor lips, which should that harvest reap, at the wood's boldness by thee blushing stand?
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will becomes a bit bold, pulling out his well-thumbed tome of naughty innuendo. William says that if his lips were to be so tickled as those dancing keys are by the Dark Lady's fingers, they would wish to be transformed into wood and change place with them, imagining her fingers gently walking over them, transforming dead wood into a thing more blessed than living lips.
To be so tickled, they would change their state and situation with those dancing chips, or whom thy fingers walk with gentle gait, making dead wood more blessed than living lips.
In the final couplet, William simply makes the case to her. Since, my lady, those cheeky wooden keys seem perfectly happy to have your fingers, let them have them, but give me your lips for the kissing.
Since saucy jacks so happy are in this, give them thy fingers, me thy lips to kiss.
This sonnet holds a very peculiar place in my heart. The conceit of a poet or playwright using the image of longing to be an inanimate object in order to be closer to the object of their affection is a well-worn path, going as far back as the Greeks, and some disturbing imagery between Zeus and Hera, if memory serves, and who knows, perhaps even further back to prehistoric times. Imagine early Cro-Magnon person sitting across the fire and fantasizing of being the saber-toothed tiger pelt snugly wrapped around their cave mate. Anyway, for me, it was after reading Sonnet 128 that I began my long-time daydreams of being... Oh no, we're out of time. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell, until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.